Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment on K101.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join us December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry, offering something for everyone's operation. Join us January 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemenscongress.com. While you are at Cattlemen's Congress, there are three opportunities for beef quality assurance certification or recertification on January 3rd, 5th, and 10th, with lunch included. Beef quality assurance certification is common sense cattle management training that helps us raise better beef for consumers while demonstrating our commitment to animal care. On January 5th, those that complete their BQA certification will receive a free ticket to the Cattlemen's Luncheon. To learn more and to register, visit the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org.
Well, traders were waiting for cash cattle to trade. They're still waiting. Packers were in no hurry to obtain supply. The inability of futures to close the new contract highs and the weakness yesterday may give packers the edge to bid at no better than steady money. Box beef prices are struggling again, and even though select increased $1.23 yesterday, choice fell $4.88. It's interesting that feedlots in the north have yet to establish solid offers, as if they are waiting to see what packers will bid. Now, hogs continue to struggle. Cash did not trade higher yesterday, as it generally does with the National Direct Afternoon Report, down 85 cents. Cutouts fell significantly, posting a loss of $6.87. There was anticipation slaughter pace would decrease, but that has not yet been the case, with slaughter higher than last week and quite a bit higher than a year ago. The February contract takes over as the lead month today after futures fell the lowest close since October 13th. Slightly higher wheat prices overnight, with Chicago up 2 to 3 cents, while Minneapolis and Kansas City up 1 to 2 cents. Volatility hasn't been hard to come by in wheat lately, and Wednesday was no different. After the open of the day session, wheat prices fell hard, looking like we were in for another bloodletting, as has become commonplace over the past 30 days. Mixed trade in corn futures overnight, with the March-July contracts unchanged to lower, while September forward are holding 1 to 2 cent gains. Depending on settlements, March corn could be looking at its third lower close in a row, following a winning streak of about four sessions. And as we mentioned yesterday, the rejection at $6.60 is important in our opinion, as it renders the entire rally from $6.35 to $6.60 corrective until the level is overcome. Mixed to higher trade in the soy complex, with soybean oil lower by over 1%, while soybeans and meal sit in positive territory. Soybeans and meal featured large daily trading ranges the previous session, with soybeans rallying smartly. Let's check those futures right after this. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 13th through 15th, 2023, at State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, December live cattle down 40 cents, 154.50. February down 65, 155.70. January feeder cattle down 62, 183.60. March down 27, 185.45. And February hogs down 117, 83.40. Kansas City wheat, March is down 15 cents, 850 and a quarter. May down 13 cents, 844 and a half. Chicago wheat, March down 1.5, 749 and a quarter. May is up down 2 and a quarter, 758 and three quarters. March corn's down 3 cents, 650 and a half. May down 2.5, 651. January soybeans up 2.5 cents, 1482 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.